Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When asked which is more life-changing, getting an abortion or getting a tan, most people would say that's a silly question. Abortion, of course. That's because lives are affected in so many ways. The life of the unborn child, obviously, but also the life of the mother, the father, grandparents, and others, just to name a few. Those involved live forever with the fallout from the decision to end a life. It's a decision with huge unforeseen consequences, especially for a teenager. That's why we worked so hard to pass the Parental Consent for an Abortion Act, so that parents would be involved as their daughter made a decision that would change her life forever. So what does that have to do with tanning? Well, as it turns out, more than you may think. In the crazy, mixed-up, sometimes hypocritical, politically correct world of the legislature, a bill was introduced last week that would require parental consent for a minor to use a tanning bed. It was introduced, ironically, by a legislator who voted four times last session against the bills to require parental consent for an abortion. Seriously, as I've said before, you just can't make this stuff up. In her closing remarks, the bill sponsor said, quote, "Tattoos, ear piercing, they require parental consent in Montana. I just think it's common sense as a parent in Montana that parents want to be consulted before their child makes life-altering decisions," end quote. Amazing. That's almost verbatim the same language used by the sponsor of the Parental Consent for an Abortion Act in his closing statement 2 years ago. Almost verbatim. So what's the difference? Two legislators, two different bills, but both require parental consent for an action by a minor. The difference is, in some circles, abortion is revered. It's so important that it requires otherwise intelligent legislators to throw all logic out the window, to violate their own deeply held beliefs, and to take completely hypocritical stances in an attempt to promote abortion at any age, in all circumstances, and for any reason. And strangely, the hypocrisy doesn't seem to bother them at all. They're so blinded by the issue that when the obvious hypocrisy is pointed out to them, as it was in this case, they honestly just don't see it. In their convoluted, politically correct world, it all makes perfect sense. Of course parents love their children. Of course minors need help thinking through major life-changing decisions. Of course things like taking an aspirin at school or getting a tattoo or getting your ears pierced, or in this case going to a tanning salon, should all require parental consent. But when it comes to an abortion, an act that requires strong medication or possibly surgery, they're somehow able to take the issue, separate it from all others, place it on a pedestal, and deem it sacrosanct. It makes no sense, but then again, it really doesn't have to. To those who live under a morally relativistic code of ethics, the end always justifies the means. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.